Suspected Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters have apparently been hatching a plot to kill international peacekeepers by setting off car bombs in Kabul. A spokesman for the security force says cars have been found rigged with booby traps. That's not funny. Why am I laughing?
Pikes and beans!
A powerful earthquake has claimed at least 300 lives in Afghanistan and northwestern Pakistan. Aid workers in the area say the ground is still shaking because of frequent aftershocks.
Cool.
What else can happen in this country? I mean,
God works in mysterious ways.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he is pissed.
Or she. Don't want to offend anybody. All right.
Terrorism threats have dominated the agenda at an Atlanta gathering of health officials. CDC officials at the conference warned that terrorists might try to spread deadly germs through the food supply. Relatives of the 40 passengers and crew killed September 11th aboard hijacked United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in rural Pennsylvania, will be allowed to hear the cockpit recordings during a single private listening session next month. The unusual decision was approved personally by FBI Director Robert Mueller. Families have been asking to hear what transpired in the cockpit after some passengers rushed the hijackers. That would be very difficult to listen to, I would imagine.
I would think so.
Yeah, but they want to make sure that their, dad was in on it. That's about it.
Hear him say, let's roll.
Yeah.
Playboy magazine is putting together a Women of Enron pictorial and is inviting...
That's great.
So just want to see the secretary down the hall, you know?
Yeah, but we're the assholes.
They're inviting employees past and present to send snapshots of themselves in bikinis if they wish to pose. Playboy spokeswoman Elizabeth Norris says this is an opportunity to do something fun in the midst of the turmoil that's going on in their lives.
And, of course, all women will be degraded forever and ever.
Because of Enron.
Someone wanted to see a scantily clad woman.
They're wanting to take their clothes off.
Yes.
There's another five step backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
No.
Not at all.
I don't know. I haven't seen any really hot women working at Enron, but...
I haven't seen any women working at Enron. In fact, nobody's working at Enron.
The ones walking out crying with their boxes filled with their belongings didn't look too ready to strip.
No, they didn't.
No, but I'm sure they are by now, a month later.
Yeah, they got nothing to do but work out.
That's right.
No severance package.
Just like the guys in prison.
And most important, no food to help that workout process.
A hearing is continuing today on whether libraries should be forced to screen out internet porn. The librarians complain the federal law requiring them to do so violates free speech. They want parents and kids to determine what contents they find unacceptable, not the government.
I'm not a real prudish guy.
Are you for internet porn in our libraries?
I'm not a real prudish guy.
Is that your comment?
But it's like, if you want to see internet porn, probably shouldn't be at the library.
No.
Right.
Should probably be in the confines of your own closet.
Here, son, look at this. In entertainment news, the 74th Annual Academy Awards show was the longest in history this year, 4 hours and 16 minutes, and also posted its lowest ratings ever. Coming in second ratings-wise for the evening was a showing of Independence Day.
I know how they can make this much shorter and... higher ratings.
How's that?
Nude chicks. No. They should just do the categories that we care about. I don't care about editing and lighting and, sound effect. I don't care about that.
Right. Art direction, costume.
Yeah. Sorry. I know there's a lot of hardworking people that deserve Oscars. Have a separate award for the people behind the scenes. Then you have someone for the people in front of the camera. And that's what you do.
That makes sense.
And the show would be 2 hours long at the most.
Tops. It's true, really. What do you care about? Best actor, best actress?
Or have it on pay-per-view, and then a week or two later, somebody does the best of the Oscars, or whatever.
Yeah, just recap the whole thing. Well, in music news, former Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell is not going to be joining members of Rage Against the Machine. Chris had stepped in after Zach DeLaRocca left. The new group was supposed to debut at Ozfest this summer. No reason was given for Cornell's departure.
Isn't that the guy's mom we had on our show in Seattle? Yeah.
Chris Cornell's mom?
Yeah, she's a psychic.
She
did the whole show with us. She's a nice lady. She's a real nice lady.
But she didn't predict this.
No, she didn't. She had no idea.
She had no idea this was happening.
Are we going back on in Seattle? Do we know?
Yeah.
We are?
That was the word.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get her back on then. She was a cool lady.
Yeah, she was.
That would be great because I'm a huge Chris Cornell fan and Soundgarden fan.
I like Soundgarden.
I love them. You
know, I can never pick out single guys and groups I like.
Yeah.
But he's the singer for crying out loud.
Why don't they just reform Soundgarden?
They should.
Why can't you just do that?
You know, they're going to sound like Soundgarden because he's the singer.
Yeah, and he, like, wrote all the stuff, so...
Come up with a new band yourself. That's probably what he's going to do, but he's probably realized it's a little too late. He had his time, and that's it.
I don't know. He might still have some good years left. I mean, his solo career didn't really launch.
Well,
he's kind of an odd guy. I heard he doesn't leave the house much. Just kind of hangs out.
What else have you heard?
What are you doing? Are you on the Chris Cornell website or something?
Yeah.
You are such a radio chick.
You are. You're like the quintessential radio chick.
I like it because you actually like what you're doing. You actually like music.
I like
stuff.
It now more. I hated it for a while.
Into all this needless information. It's
I'm
beautiful.
Telling you.
That's her, though. That's obviously from the Stump the Targe.
Yeah. I mean, I just soaked up a lot of useless, trivial information. You know, and then I need help with my taxes. I can't do that. So go figure.